a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
Welcome back in to Cougar Sports Saturday here on KSL News Radio. Mitch Harper and Matt Biamonte. If you want to interact with us during the show, feel free to text us at the UCCU KSL text line at 57500. And also, if you want to be part of our special BYU text group, text BYU to 57500. You can get updates on the Cougars via text, in-game updates, all the good stuff coming to you from KSLSports.com and here on KSL News Radio. Matt, there's only, I typed this up and looked it up, 182 days till September 4th. It feels a little more manageable than like 230 or anything like that. Like, 182. We're not far away. We're about 6 months till BYU kicks it off against Arizona. And right now, BYU football is in action with spring ball. They just concluded week one. And the program, I think there's a sense of optimism about what they're trying to accomplish. Yes, the quarterback position is the big talking point in spring, but there's a lot of good storylines, I think, potentially emerging out of spring football right now. What's some of the stuff that's been catching your eye?
I think, to me, Mitch, one of the biggest, not surprises, but just pleasant surprise, I guess, is just I feel so good about the skill positions, wide receivers and cornerbacks. And look, I know that we are only able to see certain clips, and those are selected, you know. So we're getting less than 5% of what goes on at practice. But I've seen Isaiah Heron make some plays. I've seen D'Angelo Mandel make some plays. Micah Harper making plays. I feel like it's going to go well for this defense to replace Chris Wilcox and some of those experienced guys that you've had. I feel really comfortable about that. It's been nice to see them making plays against the offense. And then that wide receiver room, I felt this way last year, but I think it's just a continuation of what we've seen at the end of last season. Neil Pau, he may not be the number one, but he is a dang good number two. I've been really impressed with Neil Pau's play from what I've seen. So I just feel really good about both of those positions.
Yeah, wide receiver is a spot where I'm coming away feeling pretty confident about this group. I mean, you lose Dax Milne, and you're asking yourself, who's going to be that wide receiver one? And I think that's still going to be, you know, two to be determined. I think all indications would point that it's going to be Gunnar Romney, but still, he's got to show that. I think he was a nice wide receiver too, a complimentary guy to Dax Milne, but can he be the top target? That's going to be something that's interesting to watch. But I've liked what I've seen in some of the footage from Chris Jackson. And Jackson was someone who was a junior college transfer who I thought last year was going to make an impact. You know, and he had, sadly, I think his most memorable play of last season was against Coastal Carolina, where he ran 20 yards behind the line of scrimmage or whatever it was. It was a costly play, but still, I think that, you know, he's sticking true with BYU and all in on the BYU experience and just kind of keeping that positive attitude. And I think that he's someone that I think he's going to have an impact this year, and I think Cody Epps will be someone as well. A little bit nicked up right now. You'll hear from Cody coming up in hour number three. About 2:05, we'll have BYU freshman Cody Epps on the program, who I think he could be that third wide receiver with Neil Powell and Gunnar Romney. But You know, Keanu Hill is another nice target.
Point.
I mean, he reminds me in terms of his physical makeup and frame, kind of like a Cody Hoffman, just the size, and he's got the lineage where his dad played in the NFL. His uncle is Roy Williams, who was a great at the Texas Longhorns and played for the Dallas Cowboys. So there's some good talent. And then you bring in Chase Roberts this fall, who might be the most talented guy, the most heralded prospect in the room. He's coming back from a mission, who just got back this week. So, yeah, I'm with you, Matt. 100%. That wide receiver group is going to get better. And I also have a ton of trust in Fessy Satake. What he's done with that room since he stepped into the program in 2018, they've done a great job, because that position, I had some serious questions about the direction of the wide receiver position under Kalani Sitake after the first couple of years. But then Fessy came in, and it's been a night and day difference. And I you know that they're going to maximize the potential out of that room for sure.
I think, too, to piggyback off what you just said about Coach Sitake with the wide receivers, you have Micah Simon seemingly comes out of nowhere to have a fantastic season. So you talk about the development there. And then no one thought Dax Millen was going to do what he did. No one in their right mind thought he was going to declare early. And now we've seen reports that he's had multiple Zoom calls with the Niners, the Patriots, amongst others in the NFL. He's looking like he's got a good chance to get drafted. At very least, he's going to have a great chance to make a roster. No one would have thought that. So who's going to be that guy this year? We talk about Neal. We talk about Gunner. I think there's another guy that we don't know yet who's going to pop up because Fessy's done such a great job developing these guys.
Yeah, maybe it could be a Braden Cosper who played on the same high school team as Dax Millen, and oddly enough was the higher rated recruit. He was the one getting the scholarship offer, whereas Dax Millen was the preferred walk on. So yeah, there's definitely options, and it's a nice luxury for these quarterbacks that whoever ends up being the full time starter, they're going to have weapons around them. They're going to have some talented wide receivers. I wouldn't say they're, you know, maybe top shelf NFL talents yet. Maybe they could be. But, you know, then they got great tight ends. Isaac Rex, that guy's going to be one of the best tight ends in college football this year. I have no worries about saying that. He has got, you know, the potential to be one of the best tight ends in this program's history. He could be a Mackey Award finalist. He's that good. He should have probably been in the conversation last year with the type of production that he had, having more than, 12 touchdown grabs a season ago. Isaac Rex is fantastic. And then you bring in Dallin Holker and Hank Tuipulotu, who's getting finally healthy. So there's good things happening for the pass catchers for BYU. So, yeah, I think that is a great storyline that's emerging from this group. But I also like, too, the offensive line. I think that, you know, I was kind of just jotting down going into the show today what would be maybe my envision, how I see the offensive line starting against Arizona 6 months from now. And I would say Blake Freeland at left tackle, left guard Keanu Saliapaga, center James Empey, right guard Connor Pay, and then right tackle either Harris LeChance or Campbell Barrington. That's a pretty good O-line. Those are some big, huge bodies that are physical at the point of contact. I think that this offensive line is going to be pretty good and surprise a lot of folks as well. So, yeah, there's a lot of good things happening. And the personnel and the depth, it's showing itself because BYU lost so many quality players, yet it feels like there's capable guys ready to step in and take their game to the next level.
And that's what's so interesting about this is they've lost so much production. I'm sure you've seen the graphic where they're one of the bottom teams in terms of just returning production from a year ago. But something that brings me comfort about that is you've got a couple guys like Tyler Allgeier and Lopini. Those guys produced. You know what they are. But last year we wondered, oh, no, Matt Bushman gets hurt. Where's the production going to come from?
Right.
No one would have thought Isaac Rex did what he did. And he did it. So this program has proven that even though you lose that production, there's guys in the wings who can take over. We've seen it before. We wanted the same thing with the wide receivers. We were like, is this group going to be good enough? Well, they surpassed 2 years ago when we thought Simon and Shumway and those guys played great football. So I'm with you. I'm not worried about the lack of returning production at all.
Yeah, I think it's a good problem to have right now for BYU, all the competition that's taking place in the program. Spring football will continue week two starting up on Monday. It's going to conclude around March 26th, so it's just going to go this entire month in March for spring football going to take place, and you can get all the coverage on KSLSports.com and the KSL Sports app. Got to take a break, though. On the other side, we'll be joined by BYU basketball assistant Cody Figure here on the program. It's Cougar Sports Saturday, powered by KSLSports.com.
a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.